from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
Oh, g'day there, and welcome to the rewrap. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, starring Larry Williams on Newstalk ZB in a sillier package. I am Glenn ZB, and this morning, another little word on the Materia Terrae admitted fraud scandal. Teal paying for his citizenship. We've got a final word on that as well. We go to the Moulin Rouge with our own performer there. And how much for your own Scottish island might be haunted. But before any of that, Key's bromance with Malcolm Turnbull.
So John Key. Sir John Key is getting Australia's highest honour and is being made an honorary member of the Order of Australia. And it came, of course, from his mate, Aussie Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. So that reminded us of the absolute bromance Key and Turnbull had in office and still appear to have today. It was obvious the two would get along the moment they met.
You'll not only be a fine Prime Minister of Australia, you'll be a long-term leader of Australia.
I've said for many years how much I admire John Key.
Okay, and remember pyjama diplomacy.
Looking forward to the lunch and... I guess it's been defined now, the pyjama diplomacy that's going to take place this evening. So look forward to a couple of fine Australian red wines, I have no doubt.
Well, very good.
And the pyjama diplomacy. Are you going to make a habit of inviting visiting leaders to sleepover?
We'll just start with the Keys, I think, and see how we go.
All right, that was Soper in there, wasn't it? Yeah, okay. And who can forget the declaration of the two being best friends forever?
New Zealand media or
Prime Minister
might not love me as much as Theresa May. I
should
say, oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, we are. That's right. That's
absolutely right.
Yeah, I really only played that so I could then relay to you the story of how we had to explain to Larry what BFF stood for. It's been a long morning, if I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. Now, but every day is a long day for Materia Terrae at the moment. I wonder if she's wishing she hadn't opened her mouth over the weekend.
The left, they think all this is okay. You know, it's all applauding Materia Terrae for what she did. Some in the media as well, that she was brave in speaking out. She's brave. It was a bold move. No, it was stupid. Terrae is a... Here's why it's stupid. Terrae is a possible future Minister of Social Welfare. She is a possible Deputy Prime Minister. All possible, remote, very remote, but possible. Untenable, then, you would think. Terrae also, you see, has some form on demanding others be prosecuted. And that's problematic for her. She recently called for Todd Barclay to be charged without key fact, without all the facts. She said that Barclay shouldn't be afforded special treatment by the police. Well, if that was the case, I take then the same applies to her. I've seen some estimates, and they're well over $50,000 in the benefit fraud. She called on, remember this one, she called on John Banks to be prosecuted for the donations issue. And this was all a sham, spurious charges, never went anywhere and got chucked out. But Turei wanted Banks to be hung, drawn and courted. And now she has her own little problem, which could become a big problem. She got cute, you see. It may have been, I mean, I've seen this said, it may have been damage control that she might have been about to be outed. And she got in first. But there should be consequences. In fact, going by her previous rhetoric and demanding charges be laid against certain opposition MPs, she should do the right thing and turn herself in to the nearest police station.
Yeah, trouble is, I don't think they don't actually have police stations anymore, do they? Don't you have to do it all online these days? Or is that the post office I'm thinking of? It's one of the two. Now, Peter Thiel, like, the story just keeps coming back and coming back. I think Larry's a bit confused why.
Yesterday, the Auditor-General decided not to investigate Peter Thiel, his citizenship. This is the guy in the United States who actually could be very useful to us in the future. Thiel was granted citizenship under the public interest exception criteria. The Greens complained, as they tend to do. You see, Thiel is he's filthy rich. I don't think the Greens like that much. They thought he was buying his citizenship. Well, he was, kind of. But we have a law to allow that. And, oh, yes, he's friends with Donald Trump. That was an issue. You see, the investment category, most countries have similar type arrangements. That's a fact. Thiel got residency under Labour in 2006, presumably under the same criteria. What irked some, including the media, was that Thiel spent just 12 days in the country before he got residency. Now, or citizenship, should I say. And I can see some issues around that. And, yes, of course, he knew Trump. That was another thing. The media went hysterical over that one. The department, this is what happened. The Department of Internal Affairs recommended he be granted citizenship. They looked at all the stuff. And the Minister Nathan Guy just signed it off. That's what happens. Thiel invested in a number of businesses and he made some money. Well, so what? That's what business, that's what investors do. They invest to make some money. So he made some money. So what? He donated $1 million to the Canterbury Rebuild. This wasn't a dodgy Bill Lew deal. In fact, the Auditor General pointed to that in his decision. The Bill Lew deal, done many years ago, and the irony there being that Shane Jones was the minister then, and now he's with New Zealand First, and Winston Peters just a couple of weeks ago was moaning about Thiel. So look, it was all a bit of a beat-up in the end.
I still am a bit mystified why people get so upset about rich, employed investors coming to New Zealand. I mean, I kind of understand people coming here and stealing our jobs, or being a burden on, but when they're not, maybe I'm missing something. I usually am. Let's go to the Moulin Rouge in Paris and forget all our troubles with Glendine Rout, a New Zealander who is now canning her way to success.
When I saw it many years ago, Glendine, some of them were topless. Are you topless? How does that all work?
No, so I'm in the dancer line. There are a few other lines within the company that do go topless. However, it's all done with, you know, beautiful costumes on tops, crystals, necklaces, all, you know, beautiful pieces, which I'm sure when you saw it was absolutely glamorous.
Right, and there was the pool and there was the snakes. Gee, that looked dangerous.
Yeah, I know. It's wonderful though. Gets the audience going.
Did it make you feel as uncomfortable as it made me when Larry started talking about going topless with that young woman? Yeah, I thought so. It was a bit weird. Let's move on quickly then and hear about an island you can buy, but beware.
Gavin, this island off Scotland has been put up on the market, £325,000.
Yes, it goes with a dark history, though. It's just off the Dumfries and Galloway coast. But in 1960, for those old enough to remember, it led to a huge murder mystery hunt because there were two lighthouse keepers on this particular island. And believe it or not, basically one lighthouse keeper murdered the other. But it wasn't discovered, actually, until other colleagues arrived at the island. Actually, one of them arrived at the island for lunch for his son and knocked on the door and then discovered the body of the victim. There was a national manhunt. The other lighthouse keeper was finally arrested, found guilty of murder and sentenced to hang. But his punishment was later changed to life imprisonment. But it's on the sale, £325,000, roughly $500,000 New Zealand dollars.
Yeah, you tell that story like it was a bad thing that there'd been a grisly murder there, when obviously there's a massive marketing opportunity to do adventures to the haunted island, and you can buy it for at least half the price of your average Auckland house. That's great buying. I'm regretting that I put that in the podcast now. I don't want somebody else snapping that up. This is an opportunity that should not be missed. I am Glenn ZB. I'm not sure what the logistics are, but I'm sure it's doable. I am Glenn ZB. That was the rewrap. I will be back here tomorrow with another present for you, unless I'm in Scotland raking in the horror tourism bucks.